Representative Jim Hansen joins us on his weekly legislative report, and one of the things that has been talked about an awful lot in the last couple of weeks is a tax cut proposal. What's going on in the Missouri House?
Well, the House has a tax bill that's been introduced. It was up for perfection, so it was debated. It has not had a third read and vote on yet, but the gist of it is that the personal income tax rate for the state would go from 5.9% down to 5%, and the corporate tax rate would go from 6.25% to 5%. Those two cuts would put Missouri in the top 10 of the states with the lowest personal income and corporate tax rate. So that's at the top of the list on it. And then there's some licensing fees changes where they're going to index our licensing fees to inflation index. Our license fees changes were made in 1984, so we haven't had a change in that area for 30 years. So how the license fees works out in the future, if this goes through, would generate over 10 years, $2 billion towards road construction. There was some attempts to put an amendment on to raise the gas tax, and some still might go down that road. I think the Senate has that in their bill. So that part will have to be worked out, but we do know that we got to do something about raising funds for our infrastructure. Now, that licensing fee was recommended by the Transportation Task Force that traveled the state for most of the summer interviewing and listening to concerned citizens about our roads and bridges. So that licensing fee change came from that task force. Last big part of it, one of it, is their streamlined sales tax, where Missouri would collect sales tax for online sales. So that would help protect mom and pop and our small brick and mortar businesses. I think that's something we've got to go down the road on and look at real serious.
Are you pretty optimistic something can get worked out before the end of session?
Well, it just depends. It just depends if we pass something out of the House and they pass something out of the Senate. Obviously, they'll have to go to conference committee, and there'll be a lot of back and forth on something this big that impacts so many people, so many businesses, and the corporations, and that type of thing. So I'm hopeful that we can move down that road and get something done.
All right, let me ask you, for someone, and that's 99% of the people listening, who have never served on a conference committee before, what's that like in general terms when members of the House and Senate get together to iron out these differences?
Well, they'll sit down and they'll go through each line of the bill that, where there's a difference. In other words, they'll sit down and say, okay, well, how do you feel about the tax cuts going from 5.9 to 5? And they agree on that, and they move on to the next issue where they might have agreement or might have disagreement. So they will hammer that out and come to a compromise and come back with a substitute bill.
All right. I know you want to talk a little bit about an abortion-related measure, too. What's happening here?
Well, there was a bill we voted on that prohibits abortions on fetus if a doctor determines that fetus is capable of feeling pain. So the doctor, the abortion could still be performed if the mother's health was in danger, so they could still make that decision. But it basically knows that after 22 weeks, that would have to have some strong consideration of whether or not that abortion should go forward and opt for a C-section or something that would not harm the baby or the mother, because it has scientific and it has been shown, through, sonograms and that type of thing, that a baby can feel pain at that stage of life. They can poke something in there and they move away from it, or they react to pain big time. So we're just trying to limit how late abortion can be done. I think it's a good bill. I think we need to do away with abortions altogether, personally.
All right. Does this have a chance, do you think, of getting through the whole process and to the governor?
Well, I think it's got a chance. I think we made it through the House without any trouble. So it's up to the Senate. Most things start in the House and go to the Senate. And it'll be their call next. So I'm hoping that they go with this, and I'm sure the governor would sign it.
Representative Jim Hansen's joined us today during his weekly legislative report.